We got that coffee pour and that rooster waking up an hour early this morning. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to the first ever four-hour broadcast of Rosie on the House. And that's just the way it's going to be for now until forever. Good morning. I'm Rosie Romero. We're here bringing you 4 hours of great information revolving around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we're doing it with our full and complete staff. My son and co-host Romy Romero is here with me. We're broadcasting live from the beautiful showroom of Sanderson Ford. This hour, we are going to put a special amount of Valentine's Day love on the Kimberly family, owners of Sanderson Ford. We'll be visiting with most of them throughout the course of this first hour. It's going to be a blast. Now listen, if you're awake and you're tuned in and you want something special to do, get out to Sanderson Ford now, because the Arizona Crawfish Company is cooking up 120 pounds of authentic, fresh, flown in last night crawfish. We're doing a Louisiana crawfish boil at Sanderson Ford until the 120 pounds is all gone, and it's going to go quick. Now, I know most of you probably think, is crawfish breakfast food? Well, it is today. Get on out to Sanderson Ford. Romy, what time are y'all starting the pots?
Max wants the first serving at 9. So okay. From 9 on, we will have it ready. And you know, traditionally, when you do a crawfish boil, you have corn and potatoes and onions. And, you know, we just thought, that's not quite breakfast stuff. So we've substituted corn and potatoes for sausage.
All right.
Some nice little sausage. We will still have the corn on the cob. So
very good.
Crawfish. A little piece of sausage, a little corn on the cob to complement it.
And it's free. It's at Sanderson Ford. It's at 9 o'clock. Get here early. Get in line. And don't hesitate to come on down here in celebrating Sanderson's 60th birthday anniversary. If you've been a customer of theirs and you have a particular story you'd like to tell, we'd love for you to come down to Sanderson this morning. Jump on air with us today and share the story. I've got plenty of stories I could share, that's for sure. Romy, you've got plenty of stories you could share. We've got interviews with the family. We've got family members down here this morning. So
the first 50 people will get these water. They call them hydration canteens. This is from the International Sportsman's Expo that Sanderson Ford's a big sponsor of next week. And everyone that comes and wants to register to win for a gear bag, it's valued at $400. It has GPS Garmin unit in it. It's got the Life Straw, which is very cool, all kinds of goodies. So, I mean, your chances to win are pretty good. Only the people that show up today and enter for it are those that are capable, are qualified to win. We're going to pull the winner at the end of the broadcast. Now, if you can't stay till the end of the broadcast, that's okay. Just so long as you write your phone number so that
legible.
We can read it and call you.
Yeah. The legible can be tough sometimes. So Sanderson is a big sponsor of the Sportsman and Boat Show out at the Cardinal Stadium next week.
Yes, sir.
Hot
Absolutely.
Dog. Man, I'm going to have to go out and take a look at that. Now, listen, those of you who are listening close may have heard what I said in the opening of the show. This is the first hour, first ever, four-hour edition of Rosie on the House. And when Bonneville and KTAR came to us and said they'd like to bless us with another hour so we could fill up the entire Saturday morning programming with nothing but Rosie on the House good stuff, we decided, well, you know what? Are we going to stay in the garden? Are we going to stay on home improvement, or are we going to do like an Arizona Almanac show? Boudreaux just showed up, the crawfish chef, so now I know we got everything under control. We got it going on out here. Like I say, broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford. It occurred to me last night, and I haven't bounced this off your mother yet. I thought maybe Rosie would do like a take on the news and nonsense of the week. It could be like a political talk hour.
It's a news hour before we were on, so we would just be carrying the news Rosie style.
Uh-huh.
In other news today, oh, this guy's a bonehead. He should go.
Saturday morning, seriously?
She threatened me that if we ever turn this into a political talk show, she would do body piercing on me, drill my jaw, and put a master padlock on it.
For other news and affirmative action, let's look at the government listings today.
Oh, man. How about two master lock padlocks right here?
We've talked about cooking as well. As you know, food's a big part of our lifestyle and Cajun culture. So
we never talk about it where the lines don't explode.
The number one question non-housing related is, when's the Crawfish Festival? So we've talked about doing a food hour, but we want to hear from you. We've had a survey in our newsletter. Those of you that subscribed, hopefully have seen it. And we've got a lot of great feedback. You know what? The number one, we had a list of, you know, here's some ideas for our fourth hour topic. What would you like to hear? We had a handful of ideas, and the number one answer is, it doesn't matter, I'll listen if it's Rosie. So maybe you can do your political hour.
nonsense and news, I think. That's what, I don't know. I'm developing a real hankering for nonsense and news. Roman, you've got the whole family lined up here. What have you got planned, buddy?
We do. Before we hear from current owners Dave and Sue, who are able to join us, when this came together, we didn't have a lot of time to put it all together, and they were actually out of town. So we will hear from them here shortly. But before we do, from a conversation we had earlier this week, but we've got Andrew live with us here today. Andrew, tell us your story, man.
Well, started working here when I was a teenager. And doing car washes and details. And
would it have violated any child labor laws of today's standards when this was happening?
not at Sanderson, Florida. I started working at my mom's her shop down in Catlin Court, Glendale, when I was 12. So that may have. But coming here to Sanderson, there's a bigger organization. I guess I had to be able to drive before they let me work here. But it's you know, it's kind of like a big family. I started here and. It was kind of tough because it was like I had 400 fathers. All these people are looking at me, and if I ever did anything that wasn't exactly right, my dad knew about it pretty quick.
And you're Don Sanderson, the founder, that's your grandfather, and your parents now, Dave and Sue. What in all those times growing up, what was your starting point? And then in that time, do y'all have like a favorite instance or memory that you laugh about when everyone's around the Thanksgiving meal?
Well, my starting point was, like I said, being a lot attendant and doing pre-delivery inspections, and I moved around quite a bit. What I wanted to do when I first started was sell cars, because I've loved cars since I was a little tiny kid, and of course, I don't let you sell cars as a teenager, so I had to wait a little while for that, but I sold cars for 6 years, and I've been in finance now for 7 years, and life has been really good. There's a lot of funny things that's flowing through my mind right now, but some of them I don't really want to say on the air. We do a lot of
the
good pranks.
Screen.
One of my things that really popped out is the first time, my first year in finance, I happened to be late here, really late, the night before April Fool's. I decided to play an April Fool's joke on every manager here, including Steve Wendt. And when I got here the next day, my computer, my phone had been ripped out of the wall. But they had fun before I got here.
Well, we appreciate you joining us with us today. And, you know, I got to ask you, what do you drive?
An F-150.
Excellent. Yep. How many miles?
I've got 42,000 miles on the one I'm driving now, 2012 F-150 4x4. Yeah, my truck.
How many F-150s have you driven?
This is my third. I've actually kept my vehicles a while, so I've had three F-150s, one Ranger, and two Explorers. That's been my whole life.
Of your F-150s, which year was your favorite?
The current one, the 2012.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent.
37 years, America's number one pickup truck, the Ford F-150. You just can't beat it, man.
You can't go wrong.
You got a few of them here on the lot.
Quite a few.
We were here just at the end of the year with the man that runs our remodeling company, and I said, Stan, get out there on the back lot and pick any white F-250 you want. And he said, well, Rosie, have you seen all these blue ones over here and all these red ones? And, man, those black ones look pretty good. I said, Stan, any white one here, if you can't find a white one out of the 400 they've got lined up here you don't like, you've got to be able to find one. So he found one he really liked. He's out there driving it this morning. So, oh, man, nice rig. Nice rig.
Well, join us here live at Sanderson Ford. The address?
This is 6400 North 51st Avenue in Glendale, 85301.
And if somebody's never been here, you kind of got to know your way around Grand a little bit if you're not coming off of 51st Avenue or Glendale.
Yeah, if you're coming from anywhere in the North Valley, if you're coming up I-17, you'll want to get off on Glendale. You'll take a right going west, take that to 51st Avenue, and you take a left going south, and we're half a mile from Glendale. If you're coming from the 101, same thing, get off on Glendale and just come east and to 51st Avenue right here.
It's Sanderson's Ford Client Appreciation Day, Customer Appreciation Day. If you've been a customer or client, get down here. We'll be cooking you some crawfish. If you want to become a new customer or client, not only is it Valentine's Day, y'all are like doing a jam out President's Day sale weekend all week. Well, all weekend, but always closed on Sunday.
That's right.
What do y'all got going on this weekend for President's Day? This is like a double combo holiday.
Well, they have. It is a double combo. They have added more rebates to all of our new vehicles. It's blowing me away. On a Focus, everybody who finances through Ford is eligible for $4,500 in rebates, and a lot of people are getting an extra $500, whether they're a college student or first-time buyer, making it $5,000 off on a Focus, one of our entry-level vehicles. I mean, I've been doing the deals, you know, the last few days under this plan, and it just blows me away how cheap these vehicles are.
Outstanding. Well, so it's a great time to also buy. If you are in the market, it's a great day to come out.
Am I mistaken, but on top of all the rebates, on top of all the incentives, on top of everything you've got going for President's Day, y'all have a Sanderson Ford $500 gift card going out with every new car? On top of everything else?
Correct. All the rebates that I just mentioned are coming from Ford, but Sanderson Ford is giving you a $500 Visa gift card, which you can just take home with you and spend on anything that you want. Or, of course, you can apply it as cash down on the vehicle that you're purchasing.
Will Brooke take it at the Starliner Cafe back there?
Brooke's bought quite a few vehicles back there.
No, so will she take the $500 gift card
back
there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's good anywhere.
All right. It's Rosie on the House broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford this morning. If you've got a Sanderson Ford story or a favorite car you've bought here or want to talk about the best Valentine's gift you ever got, here in the first hour, 7 to 8, give us a ring. It's toll-free. It is the same show. It is the same phone number. It's just at a new time, 7 to 11 every Saturday. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-767-4348. We're having fun here at the 7 o'clock hour, just doing a special, extra special focus on one of our very favorite sponsors of the entire program, Sanderson Ford. 8 o'clock hour, we're going to bring in our tree trimming expert, arborist John Eisenhower. We're going to be talking in the garden like we always do. 9 and 10 o'clock hour will be your home improvement questions. Again, give us a ring. Let's talk. You have an idea for this fourth hour and how you want it filled for now until eternity? Give us a ring. Let us know what your ideas are. 1-888-767-4348.
Now we're going to go back in time to hear from Sue what it was like growing up watching her family start Sanderson Ford.
Good morning, Ms. Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. We're excited to be at Sanderson this Saturday. And your dad is Don Sanderson.
Right.
Was he originally born in Arizona?
He was. He was born in Gilbert, Arizona.
What brought his family out here? Were they married before they got out here, or did his parents meet out here?
My dad was an only child, and they were kind of like poor farmers. And I guess that they came, and he farmed, and eventually they moved to Peoria. My grandparents were never any association in hard business, but they were little farmers, and my dad, I don't know where he came from, you know, completely opposite. He was a mover and a shaker. So it was interesting where my dad came from.
It sounds like he spent a couple summers in that farm field and said, you know, there's got to be a better way.
I'm sure you're right. He wanted to be a lawyer at one time, and he went to NAU, which was not NAU at the time, and they just couldn't afford it. So war broke out on Sunday, and he enlisted on Monday and was gone for 6 years, came home, and saw an opportunity to buy Army surplus and transported it from Phoenix to San Francisco. My mother was right along there with him. And in fact, they said at 2 weeks old, I was on the front seat of the eight-wheeler going through L.A., you know. From then, he bought a gas station on Central and Camelback. And, you know, he never was still. He just was always finding something to reinvest in.
What branch of the service was he in?
He was in the Army.
During that time, I mean, we were talking about gas stations and Army surplus. Uh-huh. And the time he was running Sanderson Ford, it sounds like there were some other things he was always working on the side.
He was. He worked for a dealership called Madison Motors on Central Avenue, right across the street from the old post office, and he worked there as a salesman. And Mr. Madison had a brother that had this little dealership in Glendale called Glendale Motors, and he was selling it. So my dad announced that he was going to buy that little dealership, and his boss told him, "You won't last 6 months. You know, as history shows, that dealership has been gone many, 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 many years, and we're still hanging on." But it started with 20 employees, and that's how the car business got into the picture. As wonderful as my dad was with everything, I just thought I had not mentioned my mother. You know, she never worked in the dealership as such, but she was kind of the catalyst that kept everything going, and she was always behind the scene, and my dad would go fishing, and of course we were a little dealership, and he'd catch enough fish to feed the whole dealership, which was not many, but she'd be the one out there with her famous baked beans and her frying. You know, she was always there, and so I just didn't want to overlook her because she was as important as anybody, if not more.
Mamas are priceless.
It would never happen without my mother.
And in your time at Sanderson Ford through the years, is there a story or a memory that always stands out?
Well, I started working at the dealership when I was 12 years old. Not by choice, but my dad came home one day and he said, "We're short-handed and you're going to go to work with me in the morning." And so I started first filing, and then I worked up to the switchboard and also the cash box. So, you know, that's kind of scary, having a 12-year-old run the cash box, which there's no such thing now. But at that time, you know, they had a little steel box that locked money. And so anyway, that's how I started. It wasn't an option. It was just the way it was. My dad, of course, worked all his life. And then my sister came along a couple years later, and she worked there too. So that was just part of our life.
How many siblings did you have?
Just one sister.
Do y'all have plans to pass this to the next generation?
I hope so. This sounds probably cold, but we have a strong feeling that anything that's given to you, you have to take care of it. And David and I feel like it was a great gift for my dad to trust us with it, and we've tried to do the best we can in developing it, and the dealership is probably 75% larger than it was when my dad passed in 85. So I hope so, but number one, our service can continue. We're not going to compromise that, and I hope it proves that it can be.
In this entire 60 years, y'all have never been open on a Sunday.
Right.
That's impressive.
Yeah. It's interesting because most every month we're number one, not only in the state, but in the region. And so we go on 6 days instead of seven. So it makes you feel like maybe that's a good idea. My dad was always a family man, and he wanted a day of rest, and he wanted his employees to have one also.
I appreciate your time with us this morning, and yeah, congratulate you for keeping the family tradition alive and going.
Well, I appreciate you, and you have a great day, and thanks again for everything you do.
And that was Sue Kimmerly, the owner, with her husband Dave Kimmerly, second-generation owners of Sanderson Ford. We are here celebrating the 60th year in business. Do you guys ever sit back and reflect and think, you know, the state's turning 103 years old today. We're over half the age of the state. We've been in business 60 years. The state's 103 years old. Over half the time we've been a state, Sanderson's been in business. What does that mean to you, Peg? Page.
I think it's just a tribute to what my grandpa and grandma started, and my parents have continued on with the dealership, that we're able to maintain this company for that long. And I think it's kind of like what my dad says, it's about relationships.
And you're the second of six?
Yes.
What's your role at Sanderson?
I am the Business Development Center manager, and we do the customer service for the dealership.
And how long have you been working with your family?
It has been about 10 years now. It's gone very quickly, but it's been about 10 years that I've been here working with the family.
Now, where did you start?
I started in the Business Development Center. Before that, I was actually a teacher for 4 years and decided that I really wanted to be in the family business. And so I quit teaching and came to my dad and said, I really want to work with you and with everybody. And so we kind of figured out where the best spot would be for me, and that's where I ended up at.
Outstanding. And all that time, do you think back and reflect on one, you know, now Andrew had to sit here and filter out a lot of things to keep from getting in trouble. Have you had time to think of that one special memory?
You know, it's hard. There's so many things. And I think it always just comes, I think for me, the thing that really stands out about the dealership and the reason that I want to be here is that family tradition and those relationships. I know starting in the customer service area, I hear from a lot of people. And a lot of times you get the customers that have been coming back for years and years and years to buy their vehicles, and their children buy their vehicles from us, or employees that used to work here and have retired and they still come back and buy their vehicles from us. And so I think that says a lot about the dealership and the family.
Well, I'll give you a personal testimony. When my wife and I got married 37 years ago, we lived almost across the street at Glendale and 51st Avenue right there. And when y'all opened, we walked down here and we bought our first Sanderson Ford. I mean, right after this showroom opened. And we bought more and more and more Sanderson Ford vehicles over the years when I got the construction company. I don't know. I've lost track. But I think at last count, I had purchased about 36 or 37 vehicles from Sanderson.
Wow.
Never been disappointed a single time. And as we were doing the radio show, we've been doing it now 27 years, other Ford dealerships kept coming to us and saying, would you advertise for us? Would you advertise for us? And we would go blind shop them.
Right.
And I, no way. One day I called Max at Sanderson. I said, man, every Ford dealer in town wants me to advertise for him. You're the only Ford dealer I've ever bought from. What do you think? He said, yeah, let's give it a go. And y'all been a great sponsor for years and years. We appreciate y'all. Glad we're here. Folks, get on out to Sanderson Ford here this morning. We are going to have us a good Cajun time.
Donna's already showed up, got her water bottle, got entered to for her husband. I think she really wanted it for herself, but she said it was for her husband.
Number one referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or Ranking Arizona.